Aleishu Chelek Beis, Tav Kuf Pei Ches. The fourth chapter is entitled Tefillah Uvitachoin. HaTefillah Yiderech Livnois Bitachoin. Tefillah is one of the ways to build Bitachoin. It's Binyan, not Tzmicha. Baze Anu Tzerchim Lilmoid Es HaSugya Bivrachois Tav Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara says there, Omar Rabbi Yechonon, Eizu Ben Oilam Haba, Ze HaSemech Geula Lisfilah Shel Arvis. Person goes immediately from Goal Yisrael into the Amida. Now Rashi explains the Kol Shekhen Shacharis. The Gemara mentions Arvis, all the Moshe Shacharis. The Ikar Geulas Mitzrayim Beshacharis Ava. The essence of Geulas Mitzrayim was in the morning Davka. Kidichsiv Mimachoras HaPesach Yatzeu Bnei Yisrael. Usmichas Geula Lisfila. This idea of going immediately from a mentioning of Geula, of redemption, of salvation, into the Amida. Remazah David Besefet Tehilim. It's hinted to by David HaMelech, Dichsiv Hashem Tzuri V'goy Ali, there's the Geula, Usmich Le Ya'ancha Hashem Yom Tzara. Hashem will respond to you, Hashem will answer you. So you see from Geula into, so to speak, Tefillah, where Hashem answers us. V'amrinan B'Yerushalmi Mishe'enu Yisumech Geula L'Tefillah L'Mao Domeh. A person doesn't do this. He's not makpi to go immediately from Goal Yisrael into the Amida. He resembles Le'Havoy Shel Melech. Sheba v'dafak al pischoi shel melech. Somebody comes and knocks on the door of the king. Yetzah melech umtzah shiflik. By the time the king comes and opens the door, he finds that the person has already walked away. Afu yiflik, so the king walks away back inside into his chambers. V'chosam azeh Rabbeinu Yonah al arif sham. There on that sugya in Brachos Daf Dalet, Rabbeinu Yonah writes, yesh le'akshes, v'pi mipnei shesemech geula l'sfila yesh le'sachar kol kach sheyeh ben olam haba. It seems such a trivial thing. So you go from Geula, from Goal Yisrael, into the Amida. What is the big deal? He answers, and then the Oida Marmuri, Ta'am Acher, another reason. Mipnei shekeshemazkir Geulas Mitzrayim o mispalel miyad. When a person mentions Yitzias Mitzrayim, that Geula, that redemption, and immediately goes into Amida, umar'e shebeteach b'shem batefila. He indicates thereby that he trusts HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kivan shemevakesh mimenu tzerachav, he's asking for his needs, shemi she'enu b'teach bo'olei vakesh mimenu klum. A person who does not have bitachoin in Hashem, there wouldn't be any point in asking. V'chen nir'e b'ele shemois rabba, b'farashas bo'el paroi, in the Midrash on Parashas Bo'i, she'emei l'sham, shekeshera'u Yisrael hanisim v'nifrois, sh'ayoisim ha'im ha'borei, sh'lo'i ketivoi shel olam. When Bnei Yisrael saw these remarkable nisim v'nifrois, which were completely unnatural, Batechuboy, they immediately had bitachoin. Ve'al ze neemar, v'yar Yisrael es yad gedayla she'asa Hashem mivitzayim. They saw the great miracle that Hashem wrought. V'yir'u ha'am es Hashem v'yaminu b'Hashem. They had yir'a and they had emuna. V'chivan she'mazkir achshav oysa ha'geula she'batchu avesenu b'Hashem. Now, when we mention that redemption, which involved bitachoin in Hashem, v'yitzilam, ומספלל מיד, and then the person immediately goes into the תפילה, נמצא שגם הוא בוטח בו שיענה ישראל, כמו שענה לישראל. It's an indication that the person now davening has the same type of ביטחון, of trust, reliance on Hashem, that he would answer as he answered בני ישראל, there, בעבור שבטחו בו. ומפני זה מזכיר עיסא הגאולה מספלל מיד, that's why he's mentioning that גאולה and going to the davening. It's akin to what Hashem did in Yetzias Mitzvah. He shows that he trusts in that. והביטחון הוא עיקר היראה והאמונה. ביטחון is really the essence, the main thing about יראה and אמונה. ולפיכך זכה בסיבסו ילך אי עולם הבא. That's why he can earn עולם הבא by doing this. להבונס הדברים אנו צריכים לעמוד על ארבע נקודי. To understand this properly, we need to ascertain, we need to clarify four points. ואלוהים, these are them. The first one, התפילה היא מעשה של ביטחון. First of all, tefillah is an act of bitachoin. Is the middle section of the Amidah, our requests. We only request of someone that we trust can fulfill such requests. We find that chidush in tefillah is completely different from the concept of chidush in tira. הרי נפסק בעיר החיים סימן קוף זין. The Gemara, the halacha is, שעל ידי חידוש מספלל בנדבה כל הפעמים שיצא. A person can daven a voluntary amida if there's a חידוש. So they can daven more than the three times that are required. It's voluntary, but there has to be a chidush. What is that? V'chidush zeh she'echadesh devar b'chol b'racha ma'imtzeyois me'ena b'racha. Chidush means something of the request, something that he hasn't needed before, hasn't asked for before, of the middle brachois. Ve'im chidesh afilu b'vracha achas dayoi. Even if he has a new request, some new need in one of those brachois, it's sufficient. ומביא הרמה, יש מפרשים, דלוי מקרי חידוש אלה מסחדש אצלוי דבר שלא יצריך אליו קודם לכן. The רמה explains, חידוש means he needs now something that he didn't need before. אין שם, אין אורח עם סימן קופזיין. הרי גדר החידוש כאן, the definition in this context of חידוש is, הוא הישרירוס להספלל על איזה צריך שבו הוא זקוק לשוע. It's that to be stimulated to daven for something in which I need help, וזה דווקא בברכות האמצעיות, it's not in the first, which is praise, or the third section, which is gratitude, דווקא in that section where we ask for things. אם נשחדשה לאדם איזו הערה, בברכות הראשונה, הסבירו איזו מילה, if a person has some insight, as he's davening, into the first ברכות, explanation of some word or phrase, זוהי תורה ולא תפילה, that's Torah. So he's got an insight, that's wonderful, it's Torah, but it's not תפילה. Chidush b'tefila is bakasha mechudeshes. Chidush in tefila counts when it is a new need. V'chol tzorich shemischadesh loy mechazek ba'adam es habitachin b'kadosh baruch hu sherek hu yachol lemalo esloy bakashasoy. Any need that a person now has, which is new, something that has arisen, strengthens within the individual his bitachin b'kadosh baruch hu, that he and he alone can fulfill the request. הרי התפילה עניין של לימוד ובעניין ביטחון. תפילה is a concept of learning ביטחון and building ביטחון. The second point, יש להבין כאן בדברי רבינו יונה, we need to understand, אם עצם התפילה היא מעשה של ביטחון. If, as we've just finished saying, the very act of תפילה is an act of ביטחון. למה אומר רבי יוחנן כי דווקא הסימך גאולה לספילה ובין עולם הבא? Why is the Gemara teaching that juxtaposing, going straight from Goal Yisrael into the Amidah, is that exalted level. Havali lemeima, ki amispalel tefilas shmoneser uben olam haba. That, because the act of davening is an act of bitachon, so Rabbi Yochanan should have taught that a person who davens the Amidah is ben olam haba. Velama tzarich lezeh davka es ha'akdama shel zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim. Why does it need this introduction? As we go into the Amidah, we need the introduction of remembering yitzias Mitzrayim. ואוי דיוס סיימך גאולה לישראל. It has to be juxtaposed, it has to flow immediately, בלי שום הפסקה בין גואל ישראל להשחלס ה-18, without any interruption between גואל ישראל and the beginning of the עמידה. ומה יפסיד אם ישמחמה איזה רגעים יש יתחיל להספלל? What is he going to lose if he waits a moment or two before he starts davening? Those are the questions. Answer, מכאן אנו עומדים על הדקוס של מעלס הביטחון. The answer, the overall answer to all of these questions is the subtlety of the level of bitachon. But tefillah levad ein hechach shesh b'bitachon. Tefillah by itself doesn't necessarily incorporate bitachon. V'yachol adam lispalel b'brachos ha'emtzayos. A person could actually daven the middle section of the Amidah, the request, v'afilu b'chavana nechona, with correct concentration, mibli she'yeh b'bitachon, without really infusing it with bitachon. ודאי לו שיגיד את הנוסח שתקנו ויכוון בו. And the person could well utter the words that were enacted and have concentration, but it wouldn't necessarily be an act of ביטחון. ורק על ידי שקדים זכירס יציאס מצרים והניסים שהיו שם. ומיד הוא מסחיל להספלל. It's only by first mentioning יציאס מצרים and the ניסים associated with it, and then going into the תפילה. רק אז יש הסערירו של ביטחון בבקשה סב. That stimulates ביטחון in asking. וכל כך דקה עם מעלס הביטחון. And that level of ביטחון is so subtle and so ethereal, שאם רק הוא שיהה איזו שהייה בין גואל ישראל והשחלס התפילה, if a person misses it, and he waits a moment between the mentioning of the ניסים and beginning the תפילה, הסערירו של ביטחון מיציאס מצרים כבר פגה והלכה. That awakening that he had in Bitachoin would have dissipated. Here's an illustration through an incident. Ma'aser Rav, shamanu baze me'agoyin Rabbi Avraham Yefen, chasan asa b'kadishu minovardo, kvaro shilvas novardo. So we heard it from Rabbi Avraham Yefen. To indicate this idea that Bitachoin is stimulated and immediately dissipates unless a person does something with it. Pa'am b'kir ha'goyin Rav Chaim b'voloshin tzel agro, להגרח היה איזה מיחוש. רב חיים had some condition, some pain. וכדרך הרפואה בימים ההם, היו לו עלוקויס על צווארוי, שהיה מחוסס בצייפן. In the way of medicine in those days, he had leeches on his neck, and they were covered by some type of a scarf. הגרו יושב עם החבורה הקדושה שלו, the gro was sitting with his תלמידים, ובסוח הדברים הסגלגלה השיחה לעניין הביטחון. As they were speaking, the conversation got to the concept of ביטחון. הגרו הרמס עניין הביטחון לגוי ורב כדרכוי, the gro lifted it, this idea of ביטחון, והלהיבס החבורה בדבריו הקדושים עד כדי כך. He enthused the members of the group with his holy words to such an extent שהגויין הרב חיים בוולוז'ין הרגיש כאינו זקוק עוד להשתדלוס. He felt that it didn't have any need anymore for השתדלוס. והוריד את הצעיף עם האלוקויס ועל צווארוי. He removed the scarf and the leeches from his neck. השיחה נסבה אחר כך על עניינים עמוקים אחרים. The conversation then turned to other deep matters. וסוח כדי הספוינלוס, but as he was delving into these other topics, הרגיש הגויין הרב חיים כי חיוס הערה בביטחון פגע. He felt that vital and dynamic sense in Bitachoin that he had a moment ago was dissipating. V'nei shuv b'matzav shetzoch b'ishtadlus. He felt that again he is in a situation where he needs to do hishtadlus. Chazar v'samez ha-tza'ifim ha-lokos al-tzavoyin. Once again he wrapped the scarf with the leeches on his neck, around his neck. Kazoisi ma'alas ha-bitachoin v'chol dakusa. This is how subtle the midah of Bitachoin is. It's within a moment that it dissipates. ומנוי עלו האנשים המרבים לדבר על ביטחון והשתדלוס כאילו ביטחון הוא לחם ימם. How foolish are those who speak all the time about ביטחון והשתדלוס as if it's their daily bread. The point is it dissipates quickly and that's why it has to go immediately from Geula where we mention that ביטחון and we feel that ביטחון through a remembrance of the miracles that Hashem performed into that תפילה. The third point. יש לדייק בדבר בנו ינא. We need to point out in his words, כי מצד התפילה עצמה אין לאדם לחשב שהקדוש ברוך הוא יענה או יישא. From the perspective of tefillah itself, a person should not expect that הקדוש ברוך הוא necessarily will answer him. וכבר נסבר לנו בשעה השלישי, we explained above in this volume, page שין מם חס, שאין עניין התפילה לצפוס דווקא שהקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא את בקשתנו. כל התפילה זה לאו דווקא to anticipate that הקדוש ברוך הוא will fulfill every last request that we have. However, רק מצד הביטחון שבתפילה יכול אדם להיות בטוח שאין בקשתו חוזר סקם. It's from the perspective of the ביטחון that a person infused into his תפילה that he can be certain that his request will not return empty-handed. זהו ההבדל בין התפילה עם ביטחון ובין תפילה שאין בה ביטחון. That's the difference between תפילה with ביטחון and תפילה without, שרמזנו עליה בנקודה הקודמת. We hinted to it in the previous point. The fourth point. למה הסמך גאולה לספילה ובין עולם הבא? A person who goes straight from גואל ישראל into the עמידה is בין עולם הבא. מפני שהביטחון הוא עיקר היראה והאמונה. That's Rabbi Yonah, the last sentence in that paragraph from the previous page that you quoted. ביטחון is עיקר היראה והאמונה. שאין שתי המעלויס העיקריויס, the two fundamentals, ובו הוא ראה. במאמר החינוך בשעה השלישי, in the third section of this volume, when we spoke about חינוך, בארנו שבכל חינוך יש בניין מעלה או צמיחה שמעלה. We explained over there that in any training, in any change in a person, there's בניין, which we associated with a plan that's drawn up before and specific actions, that's one, and then צמיחה, which we said is an organic growth within oneself, a flourishing of the מעלה within oneself. ואמרנו שם כי עיקר היראה הוא בניין. יראה is essentially a בניין. עיקר האמונה צמיחה. And אמונה is essentially צמיחה. והננו רואים כאן ברבינו יונה. When we see, what we see in this paragraph on the previous page of רבינו יונה is כי שיא ופסגס הבניין והצמיחה גם יחד הוא הביטחון. The peak, the absolute top, the apex of בניין וצמיחה together is ביטחון. אדם הבנוי ביראה ממסד ועד וחוי. The person who built himself in יראה from foundations to rafters. ואמונסו היא צמחה בקרבו עד לפני. And his אמונה has flourished within him, has grown, has developed within him wondrously. הוא הזכה להגיע לביטחון. Such a person merges the two and becomes a בעל ביטחון. בזער אנפין המהלך בזה ובשמחה סגולה תפילה. A microcosm of this is this process of going from גאולה לתפילה. Uvazet munaz chiyal olam haba. And that encompasses earning olam haba. So what we've described over here is a way to build, to acquire the level of bitachon, al yedei ha'malach hanifla shel ha'semech geula l'tfila, through this wondrous process of going straight from geula l'tfila. In brackets, ve'im toimar manaseh b'tfilas mincha shelo mazkirim lefanei yetzias mitzrayim. What are we to do with mincha? We don't have mention of yetzias mitzrayim just before it. Kvar chardu chazal ozeh. Chazal, I'm concerned about this. V'amu b'oise davdal b'vachos, in the same sugya. Kol ha'emer tehila l'David b'cholem gimel pa'amim. The person says what we call ashrei, every day, three times. Muvtar l'shben olam haba. It's assured that it's ben olam haba. V'ra'emrim asher lifnei mincha. We do say asher before mincha. Lama b'zeh muvtach l'olam haba? Ein zeh minyaneinu kan. Here we can't delve into why it is that a person says ashrei three times a day is assured of olam haba. At any rate, that's how it works. מהלך שני לבניין ביטחון, הקשור למהלך ראשון הנ"ל. A second process in building ביטחון, which is related to that, what we've said above, is as follows, זה זה. כאשר יעקב אביו אל השלום, שמע על ביאס עשיו, when he heard that עשיו was coming, הסכין עצמו לשלושה דברים. He prepared for three things. לדרוין, לספילה ומלחמה. A gift for עשיו, תפילה, and for battle. Rashi, they're quoting Chazal in Parshas Vayishlach. Harei hu yishtadel ba'atzalasei b'chol yecholtoi. He did whatever he could to save himself. Ach lo yistapek ba'emtzeim ativim. It wasn't sufficient. He didn't just leave it at natural means, meaning ha'matana sheshlach le'isa b'achanas melchama, the bribe, the gift he sent to Esav in preparation for war. Not only that, ela hu mazag oisa mimetzai ruchani tefila. He merged them with a spiritual means, namely tefila. וכן כאשר בניו הסכננו בפעם השנייה לרדת למצרים לקנוס איכל. Similarly, when his sons were preparing the second time round to go down to Mitzrayim to purchase food, ונאלצו לקחת עמם את בנימין, they were forced to take בנימין with them. ויאמר עליהם ישראל, יעקב אבינו said to them, אם כן איפה זה יעשו, well, if so, if you must go, do this. קחו מזמרת הארץ בכליכם, take some of the finest things of the land, take a tribute down to this man, the leader, the ruler of Mitzrayim. Me'at tzori, me'at dvash, nechois, v'loit, botnim, ushkedim, all of these wonderful delicacies and things. V'chesef mishnek chubi edchem, take extra money. V'es hakesef hamushav b'fiam techoisechem tashib b'yedchem, the money that was returned to you, take back. Ula mishkem, maybe there was a mistake. V'es achichem kchu, v'kumu v'shuv adahish, take Binyamin, go down to the man. ואל שדאי ייתן לכם רחמים לפני האיש. May Hashem give you mercy before the man. Parshas Miketz. Rashi says, what's this ואל שדאי? מעתה אינכם חסרים על התפילה. Once you've done all of that, all I instructed you, you only lack תפילה. הריני מספלל עליכם. So here I'm davening. May Hashem give you mercy before the person. הרי דרכו של יעקב אבינו לשלום, למזוג טבע עם למעלה מן הטבע. His way is to merge טבע with that which is above nature. כי לעולם לא יספיק לעשות מעשים גשמיים בלי תפילה. It's never sufficient to do acts without תפילה. מזה הננו לומדים עוד מהלך לבנות בקרבנו ביטחון. We learn another process over here to build ביטחון within us. זוהי סוגיה מפורשת בנידה דף עין עמוד בייס. אנשי אלכסנדריה שאלו עשר ביושב בן חנניה שלושה דברי דרך ארץ. They asked him three things, ושניים מהם הם אלה. We're going to quote two. They asked him, "Ma yaseh adam ve'yechkam?" What should a person do, and then become wise? Omar den yerbe b'yeshiva v'imayet b'schera. He said, "Spend a lot of time in learning, and decrease the time that you spend in your business." Amru harbe asukem ve'lo ha'ilaim. They retorted, "Many have tried that; it didn't work." So he adjusted his answer. He said, "Ela yevakshu rachamim mimish achochma sheli." They should daven to the one who gives chokhmah, she'emar, ki Hashem iten chokhmah, mipiv das usvuna. Hashem gives wisdom. So the Gemara asks, ma'ika mashmalan, meaning, lama le'ile me'mar lo yerbe b'yeshiva, u'ilu v'rachamim adavatari. Why did he give him the first answer, that a person must spend many hours learning in the day, if afterwards he's going to say that it depends on davening? The answer is, dehab lo'iha lo'isagya. The one doesn't work without the other. If the person just davens, but he doesn't do the learning, then he's not going to be answered. Similarly, what should a person do and become wealthy? He should engage in business and do so faithfully. In brackets, the Gra deletes that from the Girsa. Without Yerbe Bishra, just Yisav Yiten Bemuna, he should deal faithfully. They said many people did this, didn't help them. Answer, he should daven for wealth. Hashem is the master of wealth. So if it depends on davening, why did he first tell them engage in business? Answer, it doesn't work without the tefillah. The author explains, even to earn Chochmah Satorah, it's not enough just to spend much time learning. It's only through tefillah that one earns Chochmah Satorah. Without learning, the tefillah is not going to be successful. It's a prerequisite for the tefillah to succeed. The author is just saying, if people in the Torah camp today knew this, would just pour out davening abundantly before the one who gave the Torah to earn the Chochmah. Who knows how many potential Gedolei Torah never made it? They never became what they could have become. Because the davening is. They skip and they rush. It's a farce. Without deep kavanah that comes from the heart. Similarly, a person wants to become wealthy and is rushing to his business. After a davening, which is no more than a show. It's just rushed and dry. Who knows what siyata dishma is depriving himself of? Because he doesn't accustom himself to daven in a regular minyan with deliberation, with concentration. It's what one earns is through tefillah. The idea of studying much for the one seeking chokhmah. And the idea of dealing in business faithfully for the one who seeks wealth. That's the precondition. It's prerequisite that the tefillah should be answered. A person who builds his life upon bitachon will succeed. This construction process of building bitachon happens through merging the physical deed with tefillah. Adkan.